We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are 5 days away from the Super Bowl, and there is a lot to talk about.
Yes, there is indeed. And we're going to go right to the security and the technology surrounding the game. We have a couple of guests joining us. Bill Bratton, former police commissioner for Boston, L.A., and New York. Heck of a job. And Maggie Hallback, who is Verizon's Vice President of State, Local, and Education Markets. And welcome both of you to the program.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to start with you, Bill. Super Bowl 25, I think years ago, was the first one where security was a real issue because the Gulf War was going on, and they built a big fence around the stadium, a big 8-foot chain link fence. Safe to assume we've come a long way since then in terms of securing an area like Miami.
We certainly have. I had, in 2014, the opportunity as police commissioner to secure New York and New Jersey. The game was going to be played in New Jersey, but most of the events were in New York City. And that was at the height of the concern about terrorism with ISIS coming into the picture. So with that firsthand experience, that I'm certainly well aware of all that law enforcement needs to effectively provide public safety. And the essentiality of communications is first and foremost that priority. And fortunately, working with Verizon law enforcement here in Miami has been able over the last 2 years to really prepare for Sunday's event. What the public will see will really be the tip of the iceberg of all that's gone on behind the scenes. And Maggie and her team have been very involved in putting all of this together.
Can I ask how the preparations for the Super Bowl have changed over the years? And we're not looking for specifics. We know we can't give you that. But what you've learned over time, and if you've had to employ more security than you used to?
What I've learned, I've been in this business for almost 50 years, it's constantly evolving. But what is happening right now in the area of technology communications is revolutionary, a revolution in the midst of that evolution. And I'm talking about 5G. Last year in Atlanta, Verizon announced it was going to really commit all of its resources to the development of it. I'm happy to hear that because public safety can benefit phenomenally from the increased capacity of voice, data, and video transmission. And to that end, here in Miami this year at Super Bowl 54, 5G is a reality.
Well, Maggie, talk a little bit about that for us and tell us, because in terms of data transmission, it's not just about speed, it's about capacity. So what is Verizon doing to make sure that everybody around the stadium area has that kind of lightning-fast communication speed and ability that they need?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Verizon is the number one network for public safety. And in Miami, we have actually increased our investment here. 230 miles of additional fiber optic cable has been laid over the past couple of years in the city of Miami, Fort Lauderdale Airport, and the Hard Rock Stadium to bring 5G to life. That's an $80 million investment in the community, and that actually is not only going to benefit the fans who are experiencing the game, but also ensuring flawless continuity of operation for our federal, state, and local public safety first responders.
What are the things that you worry the most about in an event like this?
Well, there are many, and that's why this 2 years of preparation is so essential. You certainly need to deal with the crowd coming and going, traffic considerations. While at this time there is no indicated terrorism threat against the event, you always, in the 21st century, have to be prepared to deal with that potential. And so all of this is very dependent on the ability to be able to communicate, because there's so many law enforcement agencies involved in this event, almost 40 from the local area, Miami, Metro-Dade, as well as the FBI and other federal agencies. So these agencies normally are not communicating with each other on a day-to-day basis, but for this event, they have to. And that's where Verizon steps up and makes sure that investment that Maggie talked about will allow not only law enforcement, but the huge number of people coming to Miami for this event, both in the stadium and in the surrounding area, have the ability to communicate with loved ones, and in the case of law enforcement, the absolute ability to communicate with each other, both during the game, but if there were to be an event, to also be able to communicate flawlessly during handling of that event.
Well, and Maggie, address some of that for us, too, and talk about some of the gadgets and gizmos, because in the same way that we've come a long way since chain link fences, we've come a long way since walkie-talkies as well. What kind of technology will people have available to them that will allow them to take advantage of that communication?
Yeah, so as we've led up to the Super Bowl, we've had a series of showpieces to be able to demonstrate that. Some of our advertisements, such as firefighters being able to see through smoke with a virtual reality mask on, is brought in partnership with Quake Technologies, who is leveraging Verizon's 5G capability to deliver an entirely revolutionary and breakthrough capability to first responders.
It is a brave new world indeed. So where can we send folks to learn more about the security and the technology involved in Super Bowl 54?
So we ask you to log on to Verizon.com/public safety, where you can hear about more of our partners like Quake Technologies, as well as how Verizon is supporting our first responder and public safety partners.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for being here and giving us the information this morning. It was good talking.
Thank you.
You got it. Take care. And best of luck to you in keeping everything safe for Super Bowl 54.
Yeah, it's really funny about stuff like this. It's amazing in any major think about how many people are going to be. If I'm not mistaken, that's the Hard Rock Stadium.
Yes.
That seats about 6,000 less than wherever. It's a smaller, in the grand scheme, it seats a little bit less than some of the stadiums that are used in other years. But you still have a ton of, and I think about this even with Arrowhead Stadium, it's amazing the security measures that are in place that you never see. It's always interesting, just from a spectator standpoint. You have no clue all the things that are happening behind the scenes to keep you. You know, all we see are the metal detectors, and that's about it, you know, and the things that we're told we can and can't bring in into a stadium.
Sure.
You know?
And, you know, again, going back to Super Bowl 25, that was the first time that they tried to use facial recognition technology.
Right.
Again, that was 1991 facial recognition technology. It's come a little ways since then as well. And those are things that even then, you know, we didn't notice that there were cameras on us when we walked in through the gates.
Right, right. And you wonder, too, like, how did, and the reason I ask why it's changed over the years or how it's changed over the years, what did 9/11 do? You know, like, I don't remember what security measures changed. I wasn't paying attention to that kind of thing then. But the first Super Bowl after 9/11, because that was when we really took a better look at security across the board.
That's a good point. They would have been 2002.
Anytime we had a lot of people gathered in a big place like that, suddenly, and people were willing to go through that also. You know, that was kind of we were in a phase where you were willing to give up your liberties a little bit more to keep you safe because we were worried about everything.
And you look at even Arrowhead now, where you can just walk up.
Right.
From any direction. And they wanted it that way for the longest time. That was how you built a stadium, is you had people able to come in from any direction so you could get 60 or 70,000 people in their seats in an hour or so.
Right.
So you had to have as much access as you could. Well, that's fine until you start to think about it in terms of security. All of a sudden, then, you know, getting 60, 70,000 people through the gates in an hour doesn't seem like such a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll hear after, you know, if they, what kind of issues came up or whatever. So always good to get some insight. And you're going to hear a lot more, not just us, but as we ramp up closer to the Super Bowl, a lot more reports out of Miami coming up as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.